I'm going to focus on part of this gospel passage today, Matthew 21, 28 to 32. And I'll read it here in a second. The question to consider is, who is doing God's will? Jesus said, and he's saying this to the religious people. Jesus said, what do you think? A man had two sons. Now he came to the first and said, son, go out and work in my vineyard today. No, I don't want to, the son replied. But later he changed his mind and he went. And the father said the same thing to the other son, who replied, yes, sir. But he didn't go. Which of these two did his father's will? And they said, the first one. And Jesus said to them, I assure you that tax collectors and prostitutes are entering God's kingdom ahead of you. That is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. When I read this, several things came to mind, and I'll talk through those. One was how much we in the church, that at least I'm familiar with, focus on being right. And by what we mean by being right is we think the right things, we believe the right things, we say the right things, we might even appear correct somehow. But then how much of that is just lip service? It tends to be about key words, right? I prayed the sinner's prayer. I repented. I'm pro-life. I hold a biblical position on whatever. And these key words, these saying the right things, are held up as the standard. But what Jesus is saying here, and his point, is, I think, really obvious. Lip service is not enough. Saying the right thing, but doing the wrong thing, is not what God wants. Even being religious, singing the right songs, listening to Caleb, reading your Bible every day, going to church every week, these things are not enough. What God really wants is people who give life, who work the vineyard, who love. One of the things I did in looking at this was I rewrote the parable to try to match the situation of our day. And so this next part might really sound, to some of you, it might sound political or partisan. That is not at all how I'm intending it. I'm intending it to be sharp for us, the way that it was sharp for the people Jesus first spoke this to. One of the problems with reading some of these dialogues of Jesus 2,000 years later is we don't get the sharpness of this, the controversial, the hard edge of what Jesus is saying. I mean, Jesus saying these kinds of things is why the religious people ended up killing him. So these were sharp words. So I rewrote it. This is just a pure act of imagination. I'm not trying to tell you how to vote or what to vote for or anything like that. I don't even think it's directly partisan. I just want to pad what I'm saying with all of those things. This is an act of imagination. A kind of modern, rewritten version of, I think, what Jesus might be saying to us in this parable. Here it is. Speaking to self-identified serious religious people, the question is asked, what do you think? God once told people, love each other, care about life. And some said, I'm pro-choice. But later went out, and what they did helped bring life to many people. And some said, I'm pro-life. But later went out, and what they did destroyed the lives of many people and left many others in danger. Now, which group did the will of God? And they answered, the first. I assure you that many people who you think are far from God are entering God's kingdom ahead of you. What God wants is people who do God's work, not who give lip service. Work the vineyard in the language of today's parable. In the words of our sending prayer that we pray every week, send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and to serve you, which implies others, as faithful witnesses. Jesus' greatest commandment, love God, love each other. Jesus' new commandment, I give you a new commandment, Jesus says, love each other. Paul said, our only obligation is to love each other. John Wesley said, the heaven of heavens is love. There is nothing higher in religion. There is, in effect, nothing else. The Bible prompts us to do good works, things like giving people food and water and shelter and company. Perhaps we should focus on trying to do what Jesus did. In the words that we pray every week in the Eucharist, good news to the poor, release to captives, liberty for those oppressed, healing people who are sick, feeding people who are hungry, eating with, fellowship with, friendship with people who are outcast by the religious crowd. God's work in the world is healing and restoration, full life. It is peace, peace and shalom. God doesn't just want lip service. He doesn't want people just to say the right words, to identify the right way. He wants them to do God's works. May we be people who don't just speak, but who live lives of love. Amen.